Is my wife, Diana, the only one that freaks out when I tear a bag of potato chips below the perforation line?
Well, that's a great way to start out the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
It happens.
Only the wild card.
Like, it happens. You know, it's one of those things.
Potato chips.
Yeah, you know, it's all about. But I was outside on the patio when I did it. You know, you got that perforation line where you can reseal the package. Yeah,
on potato chips?
Oh, of anything.
Must be one of your fancy organic brands.
You buy those at Fresh Time Grocery Store. Hey, Stu Man here on the Four Outdoorsmen. Welcome, everybody. We're on the Big Q, right? We're live right now, right?
We are on the Big Q, and we're also on mybobcountry.com.
Ooh.
Will you explain that, please? How does that work?
Yes. So
you go to a website.
The Lynx game is on 106.1, which is the main channel right now.
Yeah.
Everything else we're on. So I believe we're going to be replaying our show in full on Saturday morning. I don't know the time yet, but so you can listen online. You can listen to the podcast I'll post tomorrow. I guess you wouldn't know that if you weren't listening right now.
And
we'll just pretend that everyone is
on the
Let's
big
just pretend
channel,
like
right?
It's just nothing's different.
Hey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Stu Man, Boomer, Mark, Lukey, and the fourth outdoors person is Brandon. He's working the board over there. He's doing a good job.
Yeah,
this
he's
is
got
his
a
first
nice
time.
Garth Brooks hoodie on,
his
too.
First
he's
time doing this when the Lynx are playing and all that. So,
well, I tell you what, me and producer Mark, you can probably tell in the chipper of our voice, we're dragging a little bit today, aren't we? We had a big day yesterday at Lord Fletcher's, and
we
weren't partying.
It's a long day.
We were fishing.
Yep. So it was the 50th annual Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest. The weather was not awesome. It was kind of cold.
Was it crappie?
A lot of fish were caught, though. People were catching fish
monsters.
Like crazy. So, yeah, we got up. You got up. I helped you in the water at, 7?
7 a.m. I was up at 4:30 getting the family rolling, so.
There's nothing worse than having to get up earlier than normal on a weekend.
Oh, my goodness. No, there's nothing worse than putting two 11-year-olds to bed on Friday night and saying, we're going to bed at 9 o'clock. And they're like, but it's the weekend. And I'm like, we're going to bed at 9 o'clock.
And it's still sunny out. That's the hardest part.
Right, which means they probably got to bed by about 9:30, 9:40. But what a great event. I mean, Sophia and I were out there in the brand new Alumacraft Competitor 205 Shadow Series, and we launched out of North Arm, which is right next to Lord Fletcher's there, and we caught some fish. It was a lot of fun. I can definitely tell you that the crappies are in spawning mode. I mean, most of those fish were probably caught anywhere between maybe 3 to 5 feet to 10 feet of water, and you can always tell when crappies spawn too, Stru, because they really start to congregate in those shallow waters near the weed lines or off right off the weed lines, and the males get really dark. I mean, almost as black as my iPhone right now. And there was some monster crappies that were brought in.
Define monster.
1 pound plus.
That's a big crappie.
I think so.
That's a big crappie.
We ordered prizes to the top five of youth and adult category. I think the winner was 1.4 pounds, something like that.
So they had to bring that fish in, or did they weigh it and you trust them? How did this work?
We weighed them.
But did they get back in the water?
Yeah.
Cool.
Some people kept them, which you were perfectly fine if you wanted to keep them.
Yeah.
Most of them we dumped in like a giant live well, and then we returned them to the water.
Yeah.
But the big ones, they kept out because those are the prize fish and everything.
Cool.
So. I tell you what, it was a lot of fun, Stru, and I was really excited because it was all about family and kids, and that's exactly where Alumacraft's motto fits in, right? Families, fishing forever. I'm obviously biased. I've been with Alumacraft and our fishing adventures for the last 5-plus years. They're a great sponsor of our show, wonderful sponsor of Minnesota Bound. A 8-year-old or 9-year-old?
Yeah, I think he was 8.
An 8-year-old boy, Lincoln, had the magic weight. Do you remember the magic weight?
0.93
pounds. He was there with his dad, Brian, who was fishing with another buddy from Rogers, Brian.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Lincoln gets his name called because his weight matched the weight for the Escape 145 Alumacraft tiller with a motor, trailer, and electronics valued at 15 G's. And this kid and his dad were excited. And on stage, I'll never forget. So I think Ron was up there when he did the announcement. And he said, he asked his dad.
You're talking
about
Ron Shearer.
Yep.
All right.
And Ron's so great at these events, you know. And Laura did a nice job. Travis Frank did a nice job. Scott was in the background. Mark was running crappies back and forth. Kind of the I call, he was kind of the mobile player. I mean, he did a little bit of everything for
him. Are you talking about Mark Lukey?
Yep.
Well, they
a really
they,
good job.
They had to choose the fastest runner to
yeah, well, and the guy that was, fish. You know, quick and agile on his feet. But yeah. What was really impressive is and funny is Mark, you know, is there and Ron goes, so do you have a car with a trailer? And the guy goes, no, we're actually here with my buddy, but I've already called the wife and we're on our way.
Oh,
so congratulations to Lincoln. I think now, that's 2 years in a row.
3 years
right?
in a row, it was a kid under the age of 18 that won it.
Were there other fish that were 9.3 or 0.93? Nope. That was the only fish. And how did you guys determine the weight? Was it
just was a random drawn.
All right.
So the year before it was like 0.3 something. So, it could be small.
Yeah.
So it's completely randomly drawn. Now, we did know ahead of time. We didn't tell Ron or any of the announcers because you don't want them to know it. So, yeah, we picked a completely random number. If two of them are the same, it's the first one registered wins it. But
oh,
in
I
all
see.
The
that
history,
makes sense. Yeah.
We've never had two exactly the same because it's the two decimal points. I mean, yeah. You know, that's a pretty.
All right, this was Minnesota Bound, the crappie contest,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
What is the fundraiser?
It's Fishing for Life.
Okay.
Yep. So that's an organization that takes inner city youth, vets, people outdoors. It's faith based as well. So it's a great organization. They do a lot cool. around
it
here.
It was a really, really nice event. And I tell you what, all across the state right now, fishing seems to be off the charts. I mean, depending on where you're at, big shout out to my neighbor, John Hegstrand. They were up on Leech Lake. They caught some fishes. Our cousins up in the Otter Tail area, the crappies were going up there. There was a big bass tournament actually down on Kentucky Lake for FLW fishing. And I thought it was kind of significant because the guy who won it after 4 days of fishing, he brought in over 100 pounds of largemouth bass.
Man,
I mean, they were catching 9 to 10 pounders down. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is, really.
Imagine seeing a 10-pound bass.
You know, you guys talked about being fishing on Lake Minnetonka. I have never been on Lake Minnetonka.
I love fishing Lake Minnetonka.
A lot of water. That's all I know.
You know, I've done it for walleyes a couple times, crappies, but my favorite way, and it's going to be happening, those largemouth are going to be betting on Minnetonka here pretty quick. And I just love to use a little quick, a little hook, a little trocar hook with a little weed guard on it, put on a wacky worm, kind of a green pumpkin color, a darker color. And Mark, we've been out there, and isn't that a blast? Oh, yeah. You just pitch it into the weeds, and then all of a sudden, you feel a tug. And that's where you want to use some thick braided line, though, buddy, because you're yanking some of those bass
out
of the weeds.
I've been teaching Nick how to use a wacky worm, and we did it. We went out to Peltier in our Sea Sprite and had a great time. But he loves casting plastic worms, so I taught him how to wacky worm it.
Yeah.
And I told him how you have to jerk it, every time. So he, like a deep sea fisherman, he throw it out there, and he's wrenching his whole body every time he reels it in. He's just jerking back and forth and back and forth, but he's having a great time.
That's awesome. Now, Stru,
yep.
It's about 6:10, and we have before we get to our caller on the line, we have an Ely Fishing Report coming in that Stru's going to introduce our next guest.
Yep.
After that, we're going to have, at around 6:20, Fish Ed TV, John Thielen's going to be joining us. He is a great educator, a great communicator, a great fisherman in the sport. And then at 6:40, Stru, to kind of play off of when we had the Monomedi High School trap coach on,
right.
We're now going to have the Lakeville High School bass fishing coach on, Dave Shook, and he's also the new youth coordinator for some cool stuff that Alumacraft's going on. So We got an action-packed show. I mean, we got a tight agenda. I wish listeners could see the text going back and forth between me, Stru, and Mark trying to figure out who's on at what time.
Well, let's start right now. Let's start with Will Goebel. Is Will there? Will, are you on the air? Will Goebel.
Hello.
He's there. Anyway, how you doing, Will? Stru Man here. Mark Lukey and Boomer here with us as well. Well, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman.
All righty.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, it's a little difficult.
Where are you?
I am at home. I am at home and right here in Monomedi, Minnesota.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know why you can't hear us very well. Occasionally that happens, but I can assure you this. Boomer's going to try to figure this out. I can assure you this, that the audience, our listeners, hear the entire show perfectly well. So I'll tell you what. I want you to tell me. Well, your dad was on the show here a couple of weeks ago and talking about trap shooting, and he's head coach of the Monomedi trap shooting team. But for the last couple of weeks, you have been up in northern Minnesota fishing. Give me a report as to what's happening in Lakeville or Vermilion and wherever else you are fishing in northern Minnesota.
So last week, last weekend for the fishing opener weekend. We were up in Ely, Minnesota.
Yep.
We have a house up there. And on Saturday, I was lucky enough to go down and fish with a couple friends on Lake Vermilion. They have a cabin right on Pike Bay. And we're fishing right off the dock. I mean, right off the dock in there in Pike Bay. You could just about walk across Pike Bay with all the boats. And everybody trolling past, they're trolling cranks, trolling some spinner rigs. There, everybody was doing a little something different. And nobody was consistently catching fish as far as we could see. Some of the guys, they're pulling a few here and there, but nothing spectacular. But, just fishing off the dock, we pounded them.
Isn't that something?
We were catching some, between 14 and 20-inch walleyes and between 10 and 14-inch jumbo perch.
Hey, now, Pike Bay is just outside of Tower, Sedan, right?
Yes, Pike Bay is just outside of Tower.
All right, go ahead, Boomer.
Well, you know what? Will Boomer here. Thanks again for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country and our channels of Bob Country tonight, wherever we're on right now. But with that being said, Stru, that probably doesn't surprise me because, the spawn of walleyes is probably starting to be post-spawn in southern Minnesota, central Minnesota, but northern Minnesota, when you think about Vermilion and Ely, it was a little colder. They had ice out a lot later than the southern part of the state.
Yeah, there was ice over, yep.
I'm guessing those walleyes being caught off the dock is the same of like what we saw at Todd's a couple weeks ago at Lake Traverse, is those walleyes are still spawning. Will, were those walleyes still spawning up there, the males milking and all that good stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Those walleyes were definitely in the middle of their spawning period. What we were catching mainly males. They were spawning right on the dock there. The water temperature we saw, we were seeing water temperature between, we did go out in the boat for a short while, but we were seeing water temperature between 48 and 52 degrees. So they were absolutely in the middle of that peak spawn.
Now, Will, I remember a couple years ago, I was up there with Nicole, my beautiful wife, fishing on Vermilion for the governor's opener. And I think I went to the north part of Vermilion to try to fish some of those sunken islands. And, we caught some of the walleyes. But if I remember right, it seems like every spawn, Pike Bay seems to be the place where a lot of boats had. Is that true for that area?
Oh, yes. Every opener, like I said, you can just about walk across Pike Bay. It's because all of those, or I shouldn't say all, but a lot of those walleyes from the main lake, they're moving into Pike Bay because it's the Pike Bay is between 6 and 12 feet deep, really, for most of the bay. And the Pike River is flowing in there. And the walleyes, they'll run up the river. And obviously, I don't know if you guys know, but right there is the Pike River hatchery. And I know some guys up there, and talked to them about spawning the walleyes this year, and they said it was the fastest collection they've had in a long, long time. They collected all the spawn that they needed out of Vermilion in just a little over 2 days.
Oh, that's wow. That's really quite a story there. Hey, Will, how old are you, Will?
Say that again.
How old are you?
One more time.
How old are you?
I...
Never mind.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. That's okay. I'll tell you what. I think Will is in his 20s. I know his dad real well. Am I correct in saying that they close Pike Bay occasionally for the opener because of the spawning in there, or has it always been open?
As far as I know, they always have Pike Bay open. They do not have the river open. Usually because the walleyes are up there and they're in their spawning. You can fish the bay every opener.
Well, I tell you what, Will, it really makes sense when you talk about Pike Bay being the mecca for early spring fishing for walleyes. Because, Stru, as we often talk about, or even on the Thursday morning shows, is share that, when walleyes are looking for those spawning grounds, or you're looking at a new lake, we talk about the tributaries,
yep.
Right? Water where they can run up.
Yeah.
And you're looking for that rocky structure. It's a mixture sometimes of sand and rock or pier rocks and shallow water. And Pike Bay being at 6 to 12 feet in average depth, having that rock structure and that tributary. It makes a lot of sense, you know. And Will, when you guys got out in the boat, did you guys venture out into the main lake at all, or did you stay in Pike Bay? And second question, did you guys get into any smallmouth?
We did go out into Big Bay just a little bit. We were mainly just scouting, looking for fish. You know, we were trolling cranks. We were just, you know, looking for, trying to find some schools of fish. We found a couple small schools, but they were very scattered out in the big water. We did not get into any smallmouth. Like I said, we fished the Big Bay a little bit, but then we also went up into the West Two River, which that also flows into Pike Bay. Yeah. And we went up in the river quite a ways, trying to find some northerns up there in the kind of sand grass. We found a couple pike up there, and we ended up breaking off to something a lot larger. We've never seen it, whether it was a muskie or a pike, but there were some fish up there. It was pretty slow, but yeah, we found some.
Hey, Will, I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go. You're breaking up. I don't know what's going on. We'll figure this out, but thanks for the report, and enjoy your life up there. He goes up there as much again. That's Lake Vermilion, Ely, Minnesota. That's Will Goebel. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsman, buddy. We'll talk to you and your dad soon. If you guys have never been to Lake Vermilion, you have.
Yep, yep.
365 islands in that place. I don't know how many miles of shoreline. It might be the most beautiful lake in the state.
I did appreciate fishing Vermilion just because they call it those, you know, Canadian Shield walleyes off those rocky ledges. There is a ton of structure to fish on Vermilion.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also rumored to be some really big crappies on Vermilion that I haven't got into. But, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Pike Bay, when we were there for the governor's opener, you know, there was a lot of fish being caught in Pike's Bay. They're the tributary that flows in there. It's that shallow water.
And that's the south end of the lake for the most part.
That's the south end. Yeah. And, you know, we ventured off a little bit because I just like to break away from the crowds a little bit and try to learn new spots. But great fishing report from Will. Now, our next guest who's going to be on is John Thielen from Fish Ed TV, Stru. And we've had him on a couple times, Producer Mark. And he's just a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I love his show because it's educational. He really breaks it down for what he's doing. It's not just all about catching monster fish. It's teaching the audience how to catch more fish and do it well. So I'm excited to have John on. He's a good friend of ours. We saw him yesterday at the Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest.
Yeah, so, he was out giving some test rides in his Alumacraft.
Coming up after the break, John Thielen of Fish Ed TV.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the 4 Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsman Gang. Strewman here, Boomer, Mark, Lukey. We were talking to Will Goble. Thanks for being on, Will. Nice young man. I know his dad real well. I know his grandpa really, really well. I was telling Mark.
Seemed like a nice kid.
Oh, he lives and breathes hunting and fishing. That's all he does. I mentioned this earlier, mentioned it off to the air to Mark. But his dad, when Will wanted to go to college in Ely, Minnesota, so the old man bought a house up in Ely. $106,000 for like a 4-bedroom, 2-story with beautiful hardwood floors on both levels in Ely, Minnesota. So we can go to college up there and rent out the other rooms. But it's they kept the house. It's a nice place to be. But Ely and Vermilion, it's a nice part of the world.
I tell you what, speaking of breathing, hunting, and fishing, the guests we're going to have on, this guy breathes fishing. So when we were sitting there at the launch for the Minnesota Brown Copy Contest,
yep.
I got the opportunity to get into John Thielen's truck and help him back in the boat. He did most of it, and I just went and parked it. And I was talking to him, and he puts on over 60,000 miles a year on his truck
out there.
John Thielen, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you? And Boomer, I got to apologize for the mess that my truck is. I hate putting guys in there not knowing what's coming.
Oh.
I'm glad nothing jumped out from under a seat and nipped at your leg or anything.
No, there was nothing there, John. It only had that great smell of someone who's been in a fishing boat for 200-plus days a year. So not all that being said. But, John, where are we calling you at? I'm guessing with someone like yourself that has such a great TV show and respected in the sport and all that is due, I'm guessing your plate's going to get pretty full here over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, it actually, and thank you for the kind words, it actually really gets going tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll head for Chamberlain, South Dakota. We're going to start filming Fishhead TV here. You know, I've got plenty of stuff going on when I'm not on the water filming. We have with Lindy Fishtackle and some other stuff I do for Craft and Ebner.
Well,
and several other companies, but yeah, it really cranks up now this week. We'll film 3 to 4 days a week and put together some great episodes for next season's run.
Well, I tell you what, John, one of the things that we love about your TV show is the story it tells on education. And for our listeners on Bob Country, we have TV host Fish Ed TV, John Thielen. He's also an Alumacraft pro, so we're biased towards him with that as well. But John, for our listeners that haven't seen your show or maybe just seen a glimpse of it, can you explain the whole story of Fish Ed TV and what someone watching Fish Ed TV is going to get out of that show?
Sure. You know, it's Fish Ed TV was a concept that's actually a long ways behind. What I mean by that, back in the day when fishing shows really taught you to fish versus having to be constant product infomercial. And what we did with Fishhead TV was we decided it would be great to go back in time and be able to have a TV show that we could actually teach people to fish on. And you know what? There's companies that pay the bills. You know, Lindy, Cotton Cordell, Smith Wick, Still Float, and you know, plenty of others. Bandit Loop this year. There's a lot of companies out there we're going to use their products and show you how to use them. But the whole goal of the show is to actually teach the angler how to go catch fish on their own time, and we do it all on public waters. And the other thing that you know I'm really proud of with this show is you get what I get. So when you watch the show and you say, geez, you know, there's not a lot of shows that show a 14-inch walleye on film. If that's what I catch for the day, that's what you're going to see because it's real life, and we want it to be a real life show, and we just want to try to teach people to be able to catch more fish. We get when they get that out with family and friends and go fishing.
You know, John, with Lindy kind of being the big sponsor of the show, that probably gives you freedom to go to a lot of different places to showcase a lot of different species and different presentations that you want that ability to show a watcher of your TV show. How do you pick where you're going to go? Like, how far out do you plan that? Or if there's a hot bite somewhere, do you kind of hit the brakes and make a right versus a left? But how do you go about picking the lakes that where you're going to go fishing?
Well, it's kind of a twofold process. First, I have a pretty good feel of what kind of mix I want to put into the show throughout the year. You know, I know how many walleye episodes we want to do, how many crappie episodes. But then a lot of times that's a Sunday decision, and I leave Monday morning at 5 or 6 in the morning. Sometimes I'll leave Sunday night. Now, this week, you know, I know there's a good bite going on out of Chamberlain on the Missouri River. I'm pretty confident if the weather holds up, we're going to do just fine out there. But, you know, I'll make a few phone calls. I'll kind of hear through the grapevine. And then I do a lot of just pre-fishing myself. Today, my son and I were up on a lake, and we were just checking it out. And you know what? We got some fish. We may film there yet this year. I'm not sure. But we do a lot of running around and looking at that stuff, too. But I'll usually make those decisions based on a last-minute weather forecast. You know, if I look at that weather forecast for Chamberlain and it was going to rain there all week, I'd go. But usually, you know, the other thing I've got to my advantage too is I spent a lot of years fishing professional walleye trail and traveled all over the Midwest chasing walleyes, and I can usually have a pretty good feel for a lot of bodies of water and how we can go. So there's a whole bunch of things that go into it, but really, it's not nearly as planned out as one might think. It's really a lot more last minute.
Hey, John, Mark here. I just want to reset a little bit. For those of you who are listening to the Minnesota Lynx game, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. And right now we have John Thielen of Fishhead TV and Lindy Lures on. And, John, it was great running into you yesterday. It's always fun to talk with you, and I appreciate how kind you are to us and everything. I got a question for you. We saw a lot of crappies being caught, and we could kind of figure them out on Minnetonka. They were all pretty shallow. I've been taking my boys out in the North Metro the last couple of days, and I cannot find crappies for the life of me. Can you kind of show me how you'd maybe approach a lake where you're not quite sure this time of year where they are, and kind of walk me through that process so I can finally get some crappies in the boat?
Well, I think, you know, crappie fishing, number one, can get a little bit tricky because these crappies are moving differently on different lakes. So I'm speculating that if you're fishing around the North Metro, you're probably fishing a few smaller lakes than what Lake Minnetonka is the host of the crappie tournament yesterday was.
Right.
That's a big body of water. I think that water is warming up a little slower and held ice a little bit longer, and those crappies are just getting to the shallows. I would guess that a lot of the lakes you're talking about, the crappies have already been up in that 2 or 3 feet on that feeding binge. Okay. And they've slid back out. Where you're probably going to find them now is around that first break, 8 to 10 feet of water, or around any weeds that are starting to grow in 5, 6, 7 feet of water. But until they come back in to spawn, you're not going to see those crappies now in situations like you did on Lake Minnetonka. They're not up there spawning yet. Those right. Crappies Lake Minnetonka that were in 2, 3 feet of water for everyone over the weekend, they're up there on a feeding binge, but it's because the ice went out a little bit later there. Right. So on these smaller lakes where the water's a little bit warmer, I'm just going to move out to that first break. I'm going to look for some growth starting, and you're most likely going to find your crops in that neighborhood.
Hey, John, question for you. You know, thank you for breaking that down for the crappies and for Mark and his adventures in the North Metro. You know, with everything that you've accomplished in your TV show and your accomplishments as a tournament angler, for our listeners out there, Can you kind of just for a minute or two share what's the biggest difference between when you were professionally doing the tournaments and now you're professionally having this great TV show?
Oh, well, and again, thanks for the kind words on the TV. So that one's really easy. It's really fun for me. When I was tournament fishing, so much of my life revolved around keeping secrets. If I got on a really good bite, no matter where we were, you know, Bull Shoals, Arkansas, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, or Great Lakes, or you know, out on the Missouri River, or northern Minnesota, my job was to make sure I didn't tell anybody and try to capitalize on it to win some money. Realistically, now I'm having a lot more fun because I get to share all the things I've learned over the years. Remember, a lot of the things I've learned over the years, you know, people have shared with me, and I'm really appreciative of that. And now I get to return that favor by sharing some of that stuff again to the next generation. And that, to me, is a really big deal. If we can, I mean, let's face it, if we all catch a few more fish when we go fishing, there's a better chance that we're all going to go fishing a few more times a year. And there's a better chance we're going to get involved. There's a better chance we're going to get a neighbor involved or a friend. And I think that's a pretty big deal. So really, if I had to pick one thing and say I really enjoyed what I do today more than what do. It's the fact that I get to share the things I know and I get to put other people in a position to be able to catch a few more fish each weekend.
Hey, John Strewman here. Hey, thanks. My first time talking. These guys talk more than I do. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsman, buddy. Haven't talked to you for quite some time. I had a chance for the Wisconsin Governor's Open to fish with Kurt Wahlbeck, and he has Outdoor Bound TV and a great, great guy. Don't know if you've ever met him, but to learn a little, they were filming a show while we were fishing there in Wisconsin on the Chautauqua Chain of Lakes. And to watch how they did that is the same kind of stuff you do. It was really a cool experience. How long does it take for you to maybe make one 15 or 20 minute segment, 1 minute show, 1 minute, 15, 20 minute show?
Well, you know, our field time, like I said, what you get from my show, you get, that's a day on the water. Sometimes it's a morning, sometimes it's an afternoon. It's never more than a day on the water. I've got great editors. I've got a great camera guy. These guys do a great job. They make me look a lot smarter than I am a lot of days, and they capture a lot of the dumb things I do, too, and we try to leave some of those things in the show.
That's what's fun.
But the reality of it is that, you know, I think the bigger half of the production is on the editing end, where the guys really get into it and try to break things down, whether it's building the maps so that we can show the viewer exactly where I'm fishing, or getting all the extra cutaway shots to show the intricate with the baits or whatever it is. You know, my job might be the easiest part. I just got to go out there, kind of have an idea of what I want to the consumer that day and catch a few fish. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of days that are frustrating.
I imagine, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're talking with John Thielen, Fish Ed TV. The guys, I watch it regularly, guys were talking about it all the time and building it up, but no one has mentioned where they can find Fish Ed TV.
Fish Ed TV, we are not airing right now. What you can do, there's a couple things you can do. One is you can go to the Lindy Facebook channel. Just go to Lindy Fishing Tackle on Facebook or YouTube. And every week we post one of the shows aired over the winter. So if you didn't catch them over the winter, you can go there and you can catch them throughout the summer months. And that's really what makes it 52 weeks a year. Now, as far as airing on TV, we will pick up again next December 1st. We're going to do 5 weeks of ice fishing.
Okay.
Then we're going to do 13 weeks from January 1st through the end of March with Oka Water. And this can all be seen on Fox Sports North, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Fox Midwest. So we get all the way down through Missouri, up through Indiana, Nebraska, all across the country right now. Then also on Fox Detroit. So we're in Michigan, both the proper portion of Michigan and the UP, and then Wild TV is national for us up in Canada. So we've really grown the show over the last couple of years as far as where it airs. We have about 15 houses now.
Cool. Boomer.
Yeah, you know, John, for our listeners out there on Bob Country that have maybe gone out once, but they're getting ready for their big adventure, you know, a couple trips are coming down the pipeline here in the next week or two. Can you share some general tips? And I know this is tough because it's across the state or out to Devils or whatnot. What would John Thielen do right now if he was going to be going out fishing? What would you look for, especially, let's say, we're going for walleyes?
Well, I guess the number one thing, if I'm thinking walleyes, is I'm going to watch the weather very carefully. My son and I were actually talking this weekend about while we were out there today that, man, this bite could really take off next week. Everything's just about a week behind, 2 weeks behind with cold weather. But then you get a day like today, you know, you don't have a breath of wind out there. The sun beats down on that water, and we watched the surface about 5 to 4 hours today. So you'll get a lot of movement here in the next couple weeks. But one of the things I would say is, you know, don't underestimate those areas that are, you know, not usually people get to mid-lake stuff before the fish get, okay? What I'm saying is slow down your progression a little bit. Work those first breaks at 10 to 12 feet shoreline stuff, even though in most years the fish are going to be gone by next weekend. Give them a shot because there's a lot of fish with that colder water.
Well, John, I tell you what, we really appreciate you having you on the show, being a great friend of the Four Outdoorsmen, a great friend of all of us personally, and it was great to see you at the Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest and all the test rides you gave. Can you give one more shout-out on when Fish Ed TV will be back on again and where people can find it?
Yep, hey, look for it on the Fox Sports Network, 12:30 p.m. on Saturdays. We'll start again in December. It'll be ice shows, and those are actually going to air on Saturdays. And with any luck, I'll be on the show one more time. I was telling Mark, I've got some pretty cool stuff coming out when it comes to Lindy ice fishing that I'd like to talk to you guys about and share with some viewers. So we'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer. But look for Fish Head to be back next December.
John, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsman, buddy. Fish safely and have a great, great summer, all right, pal?
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care of yourself.
Thanks,
you
know, buddy. What a great guy.
He is a great guy. And we're not sure now. We had a couple of texts from some listeners who said that the sound was kind of goofed up here, and we're not sure whether it was John's phone or something here. We're trying to figure it out. We sincerely apologize. If there was something that we can fix on this side, we definitely will. John's the real deal. He's a nice guy.
I love when you watch Fish Ed TV or you just talk to John. It is what it is. Right?
Yep.
You know what? If he's catching 14-inch walleye, like he said, he's catching 14-inch walleye. Okay. And he really breaks down to how he's doing it, right? It's not about him, but it's more about the process that he's going through with his methodology to get those fish in the boat.
I tell you what, we're going to do a little quiz here. And if you guys want to read the outdoor news here, and we only have about 1 minute, kind of a similar quiz we did a couple of weeks ago. How many anglers, let's see, how many days does the average angler in the state of Minnesota fish? How many days?
Ice fishing and open water?
Yep.
I'd say 100 plus.
Mark?
20.
15.
Oh.
15. That's enough.
100 plus. That's a hardcore angle.
Okay.
Maybe you, Boomer.
We'll get right back. We'll be right back in the Four Outdoors.
Dave Shook, the Lakeville High School bass fishing coach.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the 4 Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
We're back in the 4 Outdoorsmen. Before we get to our next guest, Dave
Shook.
Okay, Dave, sorry, Bal. These guys have met you. I haven't. Let's talk about our sponsors.
Yeah,
buddy.
We haven't got to yap hunting and fishing for the last 5 years without great support. And Devil's Lake, North Dakota, they've been with us throughout the entire time. Tanner's out there. They're catching walleyes like mad out there. And Blackfish Gear.
Oh, that's right.
I wore
yeah.
their performance gear out in the sun, and it's amazing how much that Blackfish gear keeps you cool and the sun off of you. And then let's not forget about Alumacraft boats. My family's been in those boats for the last 5 years chasing walleyes, bass, and panfish. And what a dry ride with great storage, buddy.
Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities by far. They're up and running in Forest Lake. Give them a shot. Osseo Power Sports, right in Osseo, close to Boomer's house. ATVs, UTVs, Honda motorcycles, anything you need for the outdoors. Osseo Power Sports. Got to stop and see these guys. And the Fishing Buddy Cooler, guaranteed to keep all of your bait fresh for the entire day. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Boomer, Mark, you got a few shout-outs?
Yeah, a couple shout-outs here. First shout-out will be to Gary Benson, the fishing fireman, our friend.
Ooh.
He caught a 30-incher yesterday on a lake he refuses to disclose.
That's
also,
Gary.
My friend Barry Larson with his sons Logan and Landon were in Aiken. Looks like they got a sweet grab bag of all sorts of different kind of fish. That's pretty cool. I've met those kids. They're good boys. Good job. Let me scoot over here to the Facebook page. John Marshall says, hi, Stu. He was at the Twins and couldn't find you. I take it you weren't working today, huh?
I'm working tomorrow. Working tomorrow and Wednesday.
Nice. And Chad Lant says, Minnesota Bass Nation Team Trail, outstanding job putting the tournament on today. Congrats to those folks. Sounds like you did a great job.
And I got a couple other message shout-outs. One goes to cousin Tommy Jacobs. They were hammering some crappies with his lovely wife Ashley up in Otter Tail. And John Hegstrand, he caught a nice 22-inch walleye with his folks up on Leech Lake. So looks like a lot of fun. There's a lot of boats, man. When you're on 94 Highway on Fridays, you can see all the boats going up north and enjoy that traffic.
I am curious about the northern lakes you were talking about. Our buddy Nick Fairbanks was up on Crane Lake for opener, and I don't know, is the water still too cold up there? I know.
No, Vermilion, okay. The Crane, I'd say they're in the same area, and those walleyes are spawning right now.
Cool.
And let's talk to our next guest. He is the head coach of the Lakeville High School Bass Fishing Team.
That's big money.
Big money, and he also just took on the new role. Congratulations to Dave Shook. He is going to be the new youth coordinator director. I can't know the title, but he's going to be the man in charge of youth programs for Alumacraft boats. So with that being said, Dave Shook, welcome to the 4 Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
Hey, guys. Good evening, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Dave, you are a great guy. I've got to meet you a couple times. You were at the Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest. You had your Lakeville High School bass fishing jersey on and had a great logo of Alumacraft on it. But, Dave, tell our listeners on Bob Country a little bit about yourself and then bleed that into your job as a high school fishing coach with Lakeville High School.
Sure. Yeah, I've been blessed with parents that got me into fishing early, and about the time I could walk, I could fish, and I've been doing that at different spots all across the country and a couple places worldwide as well. And I've got 40 species of freshwater fish under my belt and 20 saltwater, and I have a huge passion for coaching and. So I've married up the two, and we've been doing the high school fishing team in Lakeville. It's a combined club between Lakeville South and Lakeville North, and that's been going on. We're in our fourth season now.
That can't be a big deal. Coach a fishing team, what, 7-8 kids? Come on. How many kids in your program?
We have 53 students this year.
Never mind.
And it's about the same as we had last year. So
I'm pretty happy
with where we're at.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome. Dave, can you talk a little bit about high school fishing in the state of Minnesota and how that has grown and where you see it going?
Yeah, it's gone crazy just in the last, let's call it 18 months. We got in 2015. It was still pretty small then, and it's taking a trajectory much like the Trap League, right? And it's only going to grow more and more. The support from the different organizations in Minnesota, the high schools themselves are coming on board a lot more. And there's a ton of volunteers, and we're somewhere in fourth or fifth in the country in terms of number of student anglers in the student angling trails. So
wow.
we're growing leaps and bounds for sure.
Hey Dave, Mark here. It was great meeting you yesterday and getting to talk and get to know you, and I appreciate everything you do with the kids. I do, because they didn't have high school fishing teams when I was a kid in my area. And a lot of people can probably say that. I'm just curious on a couple things. As far as logistics go, I can't imagine all 53 kids have their own boat. And then also, how do you score an event? Do you team up with against another high school? Or how do you actually, you know, win, compete, lose a fishing event in high school?
It's a good question.
Yeah, for sure. There's different sort of tournament trail umbrellas under which we compete. And the format is basically two students and one adult per boat, with the adult running the outboard and the operation of the watercraft. And then the students really run everything else. They do the trolling motor, electronics, pick where to fish, how to fish. And then the boat captains can provide coaching depending on the tournament trail, a certain amount, or sometimes they have to garner timeouts and things like that. In terms of high schools, the different trails have registrations where they can sign up, and we compete against high schools at lakes all across the state of Minnesota, and, you know, we could be competing against International Falls just the same as Prior Lake. So,
hey, I'll tell you what, Strewman Steve Strusinski, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Are you concerned, like a lot of the trap shooting coaches are, of this thing getting too big too quickly? That's one question. Number two is, how many volunteers do you have at Lakeville High School, and how much time do they have to spend with the kids on a weekly basis?
Yeah, that's a great question. My concern is going too fast. It's certainly something to watch out for. In not just in Minnesota but elsewhere, you know, we have a natural barrier of the size of our parking lot at lakes, and so that's certainly going to be a barrier right there. So that'll have to be managed from DNR perspective, coaches perspective, and tournament trail perspective.
Right.
That's definitely something to be concerned about.
Well, you got 50 kids. How many volunteers help you?
Yeah, for volunteers, I have 6 assistant coaches that help me. We get our kids on the water every week. They have a certain time commitment that the assistant coaches have given to me that they can get out,
as well as
our captains. Our captains on our team, we have 6 captains, and they get the kids out too.
Well, that's wonderful. Go ahead, Boomer.
Yeah, Dave, we got another 8 minutes with you, and so we've seen this surge of high school fishing, and it's mainly focused on bass. Is that correct?
That's right. There is a musky tournament trail as well, and that's starting to gain a little bit in popularity, and other species are not so popular at the moment with the high school fishing level.
Now, Dave, when we had the Monomedi trap coach here, they opened that up to, I think it was like sixth graders through seniors in high school.
Right.
So that's question one I have for you with the high school fishing for this league in Minnesota. And then number two is the format of do you have practices as well, or how does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, age group, technically, you can go all the way down to second grade in some of the tournament trails. We choose to focus on 6 through 12 for Lakeville. Usually these 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are in a category called juniors, meaning they get to have a little bit more help from their boat captains. And then the high schools, 9 through 12.
Got it. And then how many events does the Lakeville High School team fish in?
So surprisingly, we have over 25 tournaments that we have on our schedule.
Wow.
This year, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
And as far as practices go, we try to get out and practice at on the water as much as my assistant coaches can commit. So I encourage them to get out every week. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we also try to do scrimmages with fellow schools. So Fire Lake or Egan or some of the other schools that are in our vicinity.
Dave, my guess is that a lot of the kids who want to get on the team or learn more about fishing at Lakeville don't have the equipment. Mom and dad have not been into fishing. They haven't had a whole lot of support. Do you guys help them with the equipment as well?
We do have some spare equipment. A couple of us coaches have kind of a bundle of equipment that folks can use or borrow. Or we also do fundraising every year. And I give out prizes and I give out rods and reels at every single meeting we do throughout the year. So there's an opportunity to acquire equipment over the course of their time on the team.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, Dave, I have one more question related to the high school bass fishing that you're doing in, the Minnesota State High School League. And then I want to move on to your new role at Alumacraft Boats with the youth stuff you've got going on. Can the kids letter in high school fishing? And then, two, talk about this new role that you're going to be doing with Alumacraft.
Sure. As far as lettering goes, that's going to be school-specific. And so certainly I can't comment, nationwide on that. But in Lakeville, we do have lettering criteria, and it really focuses on the objectives of our club. And so that's exciting that the kids can get letters in fishing. I would love that if I had that.
Oh, yeah.
And then as far as my new role, Alumacraft and I have been talking about this for a little while, and we have similar ideas and really a focus on the youth, a focus on the fishing, and the passion around both. And Alumacraft really has a desire to sort of help spur and have more outreach and education and support for youth fishing teams. And that can be youth as young as, second, third, fourth grade, and as high as a senior in high school. And my job is really to help sort of funnel all of that interest and funnel all that support for Alumacraft, and I'm here to do that nationwide.
Dave, we know what you're doing right now as far as the head coach of the Lakeville fishing team and all of that, but we don't know much about your background. How did you get involved? I know your parents got you involved in fishing, but what about your full-time job, your family life and all that? How did you really get involved into where you are right now?
Yeah, good question. My full-time job is actually in IT, information technology, and I do fishing on the side. That's really my love and my passion, and I've been fishing in leagues for, I think nearly 15, 20 years now. And then coaching. My son is heavily involved with hunting and fishing and shooting. And, of course, he wanted to be on the fishing team and wanted me to start it, too. So that was fun to spend that time with my son. He's out of high school now, but it was certainly fun to have him on board. And now I have him on board as a boater, which is fun. So,
Dave, I know you touched lightly on the Alumacraft new role that you have, and I know just through the meetings and stuff, there's a lot of cool things that are coming out through Alumacraft. If these high school teams in the state of Minnesota or across the country want to get involved with Alumacraft, you would be that contact. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. My title for Alumacraft is called Youth Ambassador, and that's really how I'm looking at this. I'm trying to be that ambassador for any youth fishing initiatives that Alumacraft wants to get behind and support. And And I would be the guy that anybody in the state of Minnesota or nationwide would reach out to from a youth and high school fishing perspective.
And how can they reach out to you, Dave? I know everything's still new and it just got announced at the crappie contest yesterday, but for folks interested listening to the show, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way would be I've got an email that they can reach out to. It's dschueck@alumacraft.com. Or they can certainly reach out to my cell phone at 612-770-0495.
Or you're on Facebook, aren't you, buddy?
I am on Facebook. Certainly you can reach me there. I don't know if they've got me on the pro staff page on Alumacraft yet, but I think that's coming down the pike. And so, yeah, there's multiple ways you can reach out to me. You also can look up Lakeville Fishing Team. If you find that on Facebook or on the web, you'll see that my contact info is there as well.
Well, that's great. Dave, I heard whisperings that you're going to be getting a new boat here in a couple weeks. What are you going to be running this year?
Well, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be running the same as Nicole's boat, the XB200. I saw a glimmer of that yesterday at the crappie contest, and boy, that's a dandy of a boat. So, I am excited to get my behind in that and get fishing on that front deck. It's the size of a car.
Well, Dave, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of fish slime on that XB200 from Alumacraft.
I hope so. I hope I get that thing broken really quick.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, thanks again for joining us. Dave Shook, he is the high school fishing coach at Lakeville Senior High. He's also the youth ambassador for Alumacraft Boats. Just Google Lakeville High School Fishing and you'll find Dave, or you'll find him on Facebook. But Dave, thanks again for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
You bet. As important as that, Dave, thanks for what you do, man. The world needs a whole lot of Dave Shucks out there. Thank you very, very much for what you do.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks to all the other fellow coaches that are doing their part, too, as well.
That's a hell of a show.
What a great show. John Thielen, we had your buddy Will on talking about Ely Fishing, Fish at TV. John Thielen talking high school fishing. I didn't know Minnesota is like ranked fourth or fifth in the country for student anglers. That's pretty impressive for the land of 10,000 lakes.
Again, we had a few texts from people that said that John Thielen didn't come through very well. We're going to have him on again maybe next week or something to because he deserves to be on and to get better sound. Whatever happened, we're not sure. But in the meantime, thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen. Boomer's got something to say.
Get outdoors.